Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
February 9, 1915, America, New York, rideshare recovery still lacks an ETA. Omicron has hit both Uber and Lyft hard, but one is better protected. February 9, 1903, America, New York, Openreach creates 4,000 jobs for broadband rollout. The company, which is owned by BT, says 3,000 of the new roles are apprenticeships. February 9, 1902, America, New York, wage and energy bills push firms to raise prices. 3 in 4 businesses say they are putting up prices to customers, a survey has found. February 9, 1900, America, New York, AUD, USD gains alongside Dow Jones as APAC traders eye China yuan loans, US CPI. AUD, USD rose overnight, putting in a third daily gain, as Wall Street stocks surged amid improving sentiment. China's new yuan loans for January may cross the wires today as investors await US CPI. February 9, 1824, America, New York, Disney booms back to where it started. The entertainment giant gets a needed streaming boost, and a much more important profit lift. February 9, 1800, America, New York, crude oil price pulls back to generate RSI sell signal. The price of crude oil may face a larger pullback as the relative strength index, RSI, falls back from overbought territory to indicate a textbook sell signal. February 9, 1757, America, New York, Fed nominees commit to not taking part in finance's revolving door. 3 Federal Reserve picks said that they won't work in finance for years if they are confirmed to central bank positions. Senator Sherrod Brown, Democrat of Ohio, with Sarah Bloom Raskin, Wright, and her daughter Hannah Raskin last week. February 9, 1751, America, New York, how feds tracked down billions in stolen Bitcoin. The U.S. government said couple used services to break up crypto transactions to make them harder to track. February 9, 1744, America, New York, geomagnetic storm destroys 40 new SpaceX satellites in orbit. The geomagnetic incident resulted in the Starlink transmitters drifting back into Earth's atmosphere, where they will burn up, potentially costing the company about $100 million. Solar flares emitting from the sun in 2014. February 9, 1720, America, New York, after retail investors' rebellion, the SEC wants a stock market makeover. The agency is proposing to cut in half the time required to complete stock trades. Shortening the settlement cycle should reduce the amount of margin that counterparties would need to post with clearinghouses, Gary Gensler, the SEC. February 9, 1719, America, New York, Uber says it's bouncing back from pandemic in earnings report. Revenue in the last 3 months of 2021 was up 83% from a year earlier, the company reported. Uber said that its passengers were returning and that Uber Eats had helped bring in business during spikes in coronavirus cases. February 9, 1646, America, New York, first FT, Japan to divert energy supplies to Europe. Plus, US seeks to bolster disclosure rules for PE and hedge funds. February 9, 1630, America, New York, NASDAQ 100 rallies as FOMO prevails over Fed anxiety ahead of key US inflation report. NASDAQ 100 surges amid improved risk appetite, but falls short of reclaiming its 200-day SMA decisively, a sign that the underlying bias remains slightly bearish ahead of US CPI data. February 9, 1615, America, New York, stock market earnings, Disney and Uber rise on upbeat corporate results. Disney and Uber reported quarterly corporate earnings results after the closing bell on Wednesday, impressing investors enough to push prices higher in after-hours trading. February 9, 1606, America, New York, Uber's fourth quarter revenue jumps. The ride-hailing company sees gross bookings continuing to climb in first 3 months of this year. February 9, 1605, America, New York, in earnings report, Uber says it's bouncing back from pandemic. Uber said that its passengers were returning and that Uber Eats had helped bring in business during spikes in coronavirus cases. February 9, 1516, America, New York, the next vaccine debate, immunize young children now, or wait. It's not clear whether three doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine will adequately protect young children. But the FDA may authorize the first two doses anyway. A preschooler arriving for school in Chicago last year. February 9, 1516 America, New York, the next vaccine debate. Immunize young children now, or wait. It's not clear whether three doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine will adequately protect young children. But the FDA may authorize the first two doses anyway. A preschooler arriving for school in Chicago last year. February 9, 1500 America, New York, EUR, USD rate susceptible to larger pullback on another rise in US CPI. Fresh developments coming out of the US may influence EUR, USD as inflation is expected to increase for the fifth consecutive month. February 9, 1419 America, New York, Boston Fed picks University of Michigan Provost Susan M. Collins as president. Ms. Collins will fill a vacancy left last year when Eric Rosengren moved forward his retirement following a controversy over his and other officials' financial market trading. February 9, 1411 America, New York, economist Susan M. Collins will lead Boston Fed. She will replace Eric S. Rosengren, who retired as the Boston Fed's president last year. February 9, 1400 America, New York, San Francisco Museum of Modern Art names new director. Christopher Bedford, the leader and sometimes lightning rod at the Baltimore Museum of Art, will fill the position left by Neil Benezra, who resigned a year ago. Christopher Bedford is the new director of the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art. February 9, 1358 America, New York, Stansted Airport mounts recruitment drive ahead of bumper summer. Stansted Airport is hoping for a bumper season after 2 years of downturn due to COVID. February 9, 1356 America, New York, my conversation with the excellent Sebastian Mallaby. Venture capital most of all, hedge funds as well with the Fed tossed in. Here is the audio, video, and transcript. Here is one excerpt from the conversation. February 9, 1354 America, New York, the witch hunts continue. The Washington Post recently invited some people to offer ideas on how to fight inflation. A majority of these suggestions aren't just bad, they are stunningly bad.